Good evening, and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and tonight we'll be in conversation with Kay Casey, founder and executive director of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. And we'll also be talking with Sue Brown, school programs director for the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. The Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame is pleased to announce the annual induction ceremony for the fifth class on Sunday, March 31, at Mount St. Joseph University. The induction program and jazz concert will be held at the University Theater, 5701 Delhi Pike in Cincinnati. Nick Clooney will be the host, and the evening will be a recognition of the Cincinnati jazz scene and a celebration of its rich jazz history. It's a pleasure to have you ladies with us tonight.
Great to be with you again. Thanks.
Absolutely.
So, Kay, we've got a really good 2019 inductee class. You want to tell us who's being inducted?
We have a small class this year. We've been doing 10 or 11, and this year we're only going to have six. The first is Jim Anderson, and he is a bass player. Jim has been also involved with Jazz Alive. He's been on their board, and a terrific musician. Bill Caffey was a jazz singer around town. The last time I heard him was at Steve Schmidt's Christmas party a few years ago, and I did get the opportunity to hear him sing, so I was able to meet him. And then Ray Felder. I understand you knew Ray Felder.
Yeah, I booked Ray a few times when I was doing Jazz Live from the Hyatt. Great, strong tenor saxophone player.
And then there's Bill Gemmer, and he's a trombonist. You can currently find him almost every Thursday at Sorrento's out in Reading. Don Steins is there with his trio. Bill comes and joins in, very well-known trombonist. And then there's Bobby Scott, and that was another gentleman you were familiar with.
Yeah, the late Bobby Scott, man, I tell you. As many jazz fans in Cincinnati know, Bobby Scott and Jim Anderson were the backbone of the Cohesion Jazz Ensemble. Bobby, a beautiful cat, very warm personality, and I remember his Red Sparkle drum set. And Bobby played it all. In fact, he even played with the great blues R&B singer, Big Maybell. And I loved Bobby dearly, a sweet, sweet cat.
And last, we have Wayne Yeager. And Wayne, you can hear him at, he used to be at the Celestial, but now he's usually at the Netherlands in the Palm Court with his group. And he is going to be performing that night. His wife, Pamela Mallory, is going to be singing, and he has a trio there to perform that night also. He's a pianist.
Yeah, and also a good organ player as well. And I'm really thrilled about this inductee class. Jim Anderson, for me, has one of the best tones on acoustic bass anybody could ever hear. And I remember Bill Caffey in his velvety baritone voice, Ray with that really strong tenor sound. Bill Gemmer really, really, when I first came to town, impressed me as a trombonist with his versatility and the knowledge of the history of that instrument, particularly going back to traditional jazz music from New Orleans. Bill really knows how to use the plunger incredibly well. And of course, we mentioned Bobby Scott and Wayne Yeager. I remember Eugene Goss telling me about his days with Wayne Yeager when they were working out of Miami in Florida. So Wayne goes back a long time into music. So Nick Clooney is going to be the MC again this year.
When we founded the Hall of Fame, I got to thinking about who would be the greatest jazz MC for us, and I was thinking of Nick Clooney. And I hadn't seen or talked to him for 30 years, and I still had his phone number, called him. He remembered me, thank goodness. And now he's been our MC for 5 years. He's been so gracious in donating his time.
I tell you, Nick Clooney is one of the classiest guys I've ever met in my life.
Right. And we are also going to honor WNOP, and the Alvance family were contributors to WNOP years ago. And one of the family members is going to accept for WNOP. And there are a number of disc jockeys also who are going to be there representing WNOP.
Sure, the Jazz Ark right there the, on the Ohio
the
River.
Floating, or the sinking Jazz. Yeah.
I think one of my good friends, Bob Knave, was a disc jockey there on NOP. Yeah. And I think a lot of the names we know associated with jazz radio here in Cincinnati got their start WNOP.
One of Bill Nimmo's sons also was a disc jockey there and is expected to be there. And let's see, as far as music goes, the Hank Mountner Sextet is going to play. And our reception, which is before the ceremony, is from 5 to 6. It is exclusive just for the inductees, their families, our members in the Hall of Fame, and the entertainers. And the Don Steins Jazz Quartet is going to play, and that's with Don Steins and Lou Lausche and Paul Hawthorne and Mike Malloy on drums. And Sue always is in charge of the reception. And I remember the first year we were talking about the reception, and I said, I don't want any cheese or celery stuff. And she outdoes herself every year. It is just a fantastic buffet and beer and wine.
What time do the festivities start?
It starts at 7. The reception's 5 to 6, and then there's an hour. The inductees will come backstage and do their run-throughs, and the families and others will have time to buy T-shirts and mugs. And we're going to have a super split the pot. We haven't decided what the minimum is going to be, but it's going to be a big one when you get 600 or 700 people there buying tickets. So that should be fun. But yeah, we were talking about the music, and I know Sue wants to talk about our students who are going to be performing, and then also about the scholarships.
We have a wonderful program called Jazz at Dusk, which is allowing students to play at various venues within the city on a weekly basis. And information on Jazz at Dusk is also available on our website as well as our Facebook page. Anyone who's interested in master classes as well in jazz, we offer that for free at the various schools. And we also offer annual scholarships. And this year we have 3 wonderful high school students ready to graduate, going to college, and into jazz studies. And we're offering the first ever John Von Ohlen Scholarship in his honor, and Caleb Montague from the School for Creative and Performing Arts is that winner. And then our other 2 winners, one from the Walnut Hills School Programs, and that is trombonist Zael Gaither. And last is Charlie Merck from West Lakota, a wonderful trumpet player. All these students are a part of our Jazz at Dusk Tuesday program workshop at Cafe Vivace, 4:30 to 6 on Tuesdays weekly. They will all be performing at the induction, first half of the program, so that's a wonderful thing for them as well. I did want to mention the John Von Ohlen Scholarship, which is the first ever from the Hall of Fame going to Caleb Montague. It has been in our thoughts and minds, but the person who was primarily responsible for the scholarship and the idea of putting it together is our wonderful producer for our event, Dick Murgatroyd. A lot of you know him fondly by Murg, and he personally oversaw John's care the last few years, and it's near and dear to Murg's heart, and he'll be presenting the special scholarship and award to Caleb on the 31st.
Sounds like a great evening coming up for the 2019 Jazz Hall of Fame. Why don't you tell us about musical entertainment as well, okay?
Our feature entertainment, I'm so excited, is going to be Phil DeGreg. And we had talked a year ago about Phil doing George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, which is so beautiful. And he had sent me a video a few years ago of him performing with an orchestra in Brazil and doing this wonderful piano solo, which is about 15, 20 minutes long, and it's just heavenly. And so this year, we're featuring Phil DeGreg playing Rhapsody in Blue.
The Jazz at Dusk program is delighted to have what we call the Jazz at Dusk Quintet, And we have five wonderful musicians. Four are advanced, and our newest member is also a vocalist and violinist joining the group, and they will be performing on the 31st. And then our wonderful new group of 13 members will be performing, and they are called the Jazz at Dusk Combo. So we're happy to be able to say our future generation is in good hands with these new students who are up and coming. And we hope that all will enjoy this portion of the concert because it is about our next jazz artists to be.
We've been in conversation this evening with Kay Casey, founder and executive director of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, and Sue Brown, director of school programs. You are really doing a marvelous thing. It's really so appreciated.
Well, thank you. Thank We're excited about doing it. We love it.
Yep, we do.
For more information about the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, class induction coming up on Sunday, March 31st at Mount St. Joseph University in Delhi, you can visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.